This is the Sakar Merli of 9th of January, 2026. Essence, sweet children, Prajapita Brahma is the great-great-grandfather, that is, he is the first father of all the religions. Only you children know his occupation. Question, what is the way to make your actions elevated? Answer, do not hide from the Father any actions you have performed in this birth. Perform every action according to Srimat, and every action will then become elevated. Everything depends on actions. If someone performs sinful actions and hides that, he receives 100-fold punishment, and that sin continues to increase. Yoga with the Father is then broken. Those who hide their sins in this way totally destroy all the truth within them. This is why you have to be honest with the true Father. Om Shanti. You sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, understand that you are now travellers in this old world for only a few more days. People of the world think that they will continue to live in this world for another 40,000 years. You children have faith. Don't forget these things. While sitting here, you children should feel bubbles of happiness inside you. Whatever you can see with your eyes is going to be destroyed. Souls are imperishable. It is in your intellects that you are souls, and that you have taken the full 84 births. The Father has now come to take you back home. When the old world comes to an end, the Father comes to make the world new. The new world becomes old, and then the old world becomes new. You have the knowledge of this cycle in your intellects. You have been around this cycle many times. This cycle is now coming to an end. Then in the new world, only you few deities will remain. There won't be ordinary human beings there. You are now changing from ordinary human beings into deities. You have this firm faith. Everything depends on your actions. When human beings perform wrong actions, their conscience definitely bites them. This is why the Father asks, you haven't committed any such sins in this birth, have you? This world is the dirty kingdom of Ravan. Only you understand this. No one in the world knows what Ravan is. Bapuji, Gandhiji, used to say that he wanted to bring about the kingdom of Rama, but no one understood the meaning of that. The Unlimited Father now explains to you what the kingdom of Rama is like. This is a world of those with blurred vision. The Unlimited Father is now giving you children your inheritance. You no longer perform devotion. You have now taken hold of the Father's hand. Without the support of the Father, you were floundering in a river of poison. For half a cycle, there is devotion. After receiving this knowledge, you go to a new world of the Golden Age. You children now have the faith that you will become pure by remembering Baba. You will then go into a pure kingdom. It is only now, at the most elevated confluence age, that you receive this knowledge. This is the most elevated confluence age, when you become beautiful from dirty, when you are changed from thorns into flowers. Who is making you this? The Father. We know that the Father is the unlimited Father of us souls. A worldly father cannot be called the unlimited father. In relation to souls, the Parlokic father is the father of everyone. Then the occupation of Brahma is also needed. You children now know everyone's occupation. You also know the occupation of Vishnu. He is decorated so much. He is the master of heaven. This one is said to belong to the confluence age. There is the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. They only exist at the confluence age. The father explains that this is the confluence of the old world and the new world. People call out, O purifier, come. That new world is a pure world, and this old world is an impure world. You know that the unlimited father also has a part to play. He is the creator and director. Everyone believes this, and so he would surely have some activity, would he not? He is not called a human being. He doesn't have a body. All others are either called deities or human beings. Shiv Baba can neither be called a deity nor a human being because he doesn't have a body. He has borrowed this body temporarily. He himself says, sweetest children, how could I teach you, sweet children, Raja Yoga, without a body? Human beings have said that I am in the pebbles and stones, but you children now understand how I come. You are now studying Raja Yoga. No human being can teach this. How did the deities claim the golden-aged kingdom? They must definitely have studied Raja Yoga at the confluence age. So by churning this, you children should experience a great deal of happiness. We have now completed the cycle of 84 births. The Father comes every cycle. The Father himself says, this is the last of many births. Sri Krishna, who is the prince of the golden age, goes around the cycle of 84 births. You wouldn't show 84 births for Shiva. Among you too, you understand everything number-wise, according to your efforts. Maya is very strong. She doesn't leave anyone alone. The father knows this very well. Don't think that the father is Antaryami, one who knows what is within everyone. No, he knows everyone by their activity. He receives news when Maya completely swallows them raw. There are many such things of which you children are not aware. The father knows everything, and so people believe that Baba is Antaryami. The father says, I am not Antaryami. Everyone is known by their behavior. The behavior of some is very dirty. The father cautions you children, be wary of Maya. Maya is such that she can completely swallow you in one way or another. Nevertheless, although the father explains to them, it doesn't sit in their intellects. This is why you children must remain very cautious. Lust is the greatest enemy. You don't even know when you are falling into vice. There are such children. Therefore, the father says, if you have made a mistake, tell the father about it honestly. Don't hide it. Otherwise there will be 100-fold sin accumulated, and your conscience will continue to bite you inside. and you will fall right down. You have to be completely honest with the true Father, otherwise there will be a great loss. Maya is very severe at this time. This is Ravan's world. Why should we remember this old world? We must remember that new world where we are now going. When a father is having a new home built, his children are happy because they understand that a new home is being built for them. Here it is an unlimited aspect. The new world of heaven is being created for us. There will definitely be buildings in heaven for us to live in. We are now going to go to that new world. The more you remember the Father, the more you will become beautiful flowers. We became thorns under the influence of the vices. The father knows that Maya completely eats up half of the children here. You also understand that those who no longer come are now under Maya's control. They don't even come to the father. Maya swallows many in this way. Many leave here saying, "This is very good. This is very good. I will do this and that. I am ready to give my life to the Yajna." However, they are no longer here today. Your war is against Maya. No one in the world knows how there can be a war against Maya. The Father has now given each of you children a third eye of this knowledge, with which you have come out of the dark and into the light. Only souls are given an eye of this knowledge, and this is why the Father says, "Consider yourselves to be souls. Remember the unlimited Father. You used to remember him on the path of devotion. You used to say, 'When you come, I will sacrifice myself to you.' You didn't understand how you would sacrifice yourself to him. You now understand that just as you are souls, so the Father is also a soul. The Father's birth is alaukik, subtle. He teaches you children so well. You yourselves say, 'This is the same Father who becomes our Father every cycle.' We say, 'Baba, Baba.' The Father says, 'Children, children.' As the teacher, he teaches us Raja Yoga. No one else can teach Raja Yoga. He makes you into the masters of the world. Therefore, you have to belong to such a father. You should bubble up inside with happiness. If someone becomes dirty, there can't be that happiness. No matter how much you beat your head over some, it is as though they are not those who belong to your caste. Here, human beings have so many surnames. Look how great your surname is. This one is the greatest of all, great-great-grandfather Brahma. No one knows him. Not only have they said that Shiv Baba is omnipresent, but no one even understands anything about Brahma. There are the pictures of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Brahma has been portrayed in the subtle region. They don't understand his biography at all. They show Brahma in the subtle region. So where would Brahma, the father of people, come from? Would he adopt children there? No one understands anything. People speak of Prajapita Brahma, but they don't understand his biography. Baba has explained to you that this is his chariot, that he has taken this support after this one's many births. This most elevated confluence age is now the episode of the Gita. Purity is the main thing. No one in the world understands how you have to become pure from impure. Sages and holy men never say, forget everything, including your own body. Remember the One Father so that all the sinful actions you performed under the influence of Maya will be totally burned away. No guru can ever say this. The Father explains how this one becomes Brahma. In his childhood, he was a village urchin. He has taken 84 births from the first to the last. Therefore, the new world becomes old. The locks on the intellects of you children have now opened. You can understand this and are able to imbibe it. You have now become wise. Previously, you were unwise. Lakshmi and Narayan are wise, whereas people here are unwise. Look at the picture in front of you. They are the masters of paradise, are they not? Sri Krishna was the master of heaven. He became the village urchin later. You children have to imbibe this and definitely become pure. The main thing is purity. Some even write, Baba, Maya made me fall. My eyes became criminal. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls, that's all. We now have to return home. We have to remember the Father. You'll have to act for the livelihood of your bodies for a short time longer, and we will then go back home. War will take place for the destruction of this old world. Just see how it will take place. Your intellects can understand that you are becoming deities. Therefore, you definitely need a new world. This is why destruction definitely has to take place. We are establishing our new world by following Srimat. The Father says, I am present on your service. You demanded that I come and purify you impure ones. Therefore, because you asked me to come, I have come. I am showing you a very easy path. Manmanabhav. This was spoken by God. But they have mentioned Sri Krishna's name. Sri Krishna is next to the Father. That one is the master of the supreme abode, whereas this one is the master of the world. Nothing happens in the subtle region. The foremost one of all is Sri Krishna. Everyone loves him a lot. All the rest come later. Not everyone can go to heaven. Therefore, sweetest children, you should experience deep happiness in your bones. Artificial happiness will not do. Many different types of children from outside used to come to Baba. They never stayed pure. Baba asked one of them, "Since you indulge in vice, why do you come here?" He replied, what can I do? I cannot stay away. I come every day because someday the arrow may strike the target. Who apart from you would grant me salvation? He used to come and just sit here. Maya is very powerful. He had the faith that Baba was making him pure from impure and into a beautiful flower. But what could he do? At least he was telling the truth. He must surely have reformed now. He had the faith that he would only be reformed here. At this time, there are so many actors. the features of one cannot be the same as another's. Then, after a cycle, you will repeat your parts with the same features. The parts of all souls are fixed. All actors continue to perform their parts accurately. There cannot be the slightest difference. All souls are imperishable, and they have imperishable parts recorded within them. These matters have to be explained to you. This is explained to you so much, but in spite of that, you forget. You are unable to explain to others. This too has to happen in the drama. That kingdom is established every cycle. Only a few enter the golden age, and they too are number-wise. It is also number-wise here. Each one of you can only know your part. No one else can know it. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Always be honest with the True Father. Completely sacrifice yourself to the Father. 2. Imbibe this knowledge and become wise. Maintain deep internal happiness. Don't lose your happiness by doing anything against Srimat. Blessing. May you be unshakable and immovable by experiencing the point of the drama and remaining constantly in the stage of a detached observer. Those who experience the point of the drama remain constantly stable in the stage of a detached observer and constantly experience being unshakable and immovable. Souls who are experienced in the point of the drama will not see anything bad in something that is bad, but will only see goodness, that is, they will see a way that is for self-benefit. All accounts of loss have now finished. You are the child of the benefactor father. This is the beneficial age. Use the authority of this knowledge and your experience and become unshakable and immovable. Slogan. Those who use their time in a worthwhile way by considering it to be invaluable can never be deceived. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. It is only at this time that you have to experience the stages of liberation and liberation in life with the treasures of knowledge. Become free from all the causes of sorrow, peacelessness and the vices. If any vices do come, be victorious and do not be defeated. To become free from all wasteful thoughts and negative actions is the stage of being liberated in life. Om Shanti.